Greetings, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. This week of Advent, we're considering the theme of love. Dane Ortlund gives the illustration of an independently wealthy doctor who has great compassion. This doctor hears of a contagious disease that is afflicting a primitive culture, so he researches to diagnose the problem. He then spends his own resources to create a vaccine, and then he uses his personal time to fly in with the cure. But as he comes to them, offering it to them, they refuse. They are arrogant. They want to heal themselves. And this doctor is so saddened as he offers it to these dying people, and they won't receive it. They don't believe this doctor means them well. I think that's akin to how the Apostle Paul feels as he addresses the church in 2 Corinthians 12:15. Paul cries out, "I will most gladly spend and be spent for your souls. If I love you more, am I to be loved less?" Do you hear Paul expressing his love in a most profound way? You first hear Paul speak to the expense. He says, "I will most gladly spend and be spent." Like the doctor, Paul says, "I will gladly spend what I have in order to help you." Paul realizes it is more blessed to give than to receive, Acts 20:35. But he adds, he will most gladly be spent. Paul is saying, it may cost me my life, but that's okay. My love for you is more than my love for me. And here we hear his authenticity. Paul says, I will most gladly spend and be spent for your souls. Paul speaks of their souls to emphasize they are eternal creatures. Despite all their arrogance and hostility, their mistrust, Paul doesn't first see them as sinners. Genesis 1 and 2 come before Genesis 3. They were first made in God's image, and God breathed his life into them. Paul's love overcame all expense. Paul's love was authentic. We also see Paul's love is persevering. He said, "If I love you more, am I to be loved less?" Do you get this? Paul sees that the more he loves them, the less they love him in return. Can you imagine? You'd expect Paul's increasing love for them would result in them starting to inch back towards him, loving him back at least a little bit. But that's not the case. Yet Paul will keep loving them nonetheless. I want to say, why Paul? Why this sort of expensive, authentic, persevering love? And it's because Paul, he has been cured himself and even united to the doctor. And because Paul gets the heart of the doctor, he can set aside his own interests and think of himself like the doctor did. Think like who? Who's the doctor, Joel? Let me read the Message version of Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8, which tell us, "Think of yourselves the way Christ Jesus thought of himself. He had equal status with God, but didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. Not at all. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of deity and took on the status of a slave, became human. Having become human, he stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived a selfless, obedient life and then died a selfless, obedient death. And the worst kind of death, a crucifixion. Jesus is the great physician who set aside his glory to come and save a dying humanity. He entered into our world and he took on nature, being born of the Virgin Mary. And he spent himself as it cost him his life. He took on flesh and blood so he could purchase us with his own blood, Acts 20:28. The proof of how much he values you, friend, is in how much it cost him. Add to that, he perseveres. He's continuing to call men through the preaching of pastors, despite the fact that some proud folks would prefer to heal themselves. Or perhaps some of us simply cannot believe he truly loves us, so we're afraid to come. Go back to that wealthy, compassionate doctor who worked so hard, spent his money, and then flew out personally to the island with a vaccine. Can you imagine the joy he feels when a few brave souls finally step forward to him for the healing? My friend, how much more does Jesus, who cares infinitely more for you than that doctor, fill joy when you and I take a step towards Him in faith. You and I are the whole reason Jesus came. The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost, and the Father sent the Son to make you His children, not by genealogy, but by faith and baptism, which unite you to the risen Christ. And once you belong to Jesus, body and soul, you have all the comfort you need in both life and in death. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.